Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome back to a special Celtic Soul podcast with Celtic captain Callum McGregor. I was delighted to join other members from the Celtic fan media community at a press conference arranged by the club to chat to Callum about his new contract, life under Ange, captain in our great club, and what he and others expect from every new Celtic player coming into the club. And he also spoke about how quickly they've settled in. Don't forget, folks, we are back in Murphy's, Glasgow this Saturday for another pre-match Celtic AM event before Celtic take on Livingston at 3 o'clock. It's free, so come along and join the Celtic conversation. Doors open at 11. We kick off at 12. And we should be wrapped up by about 1:45, giving you plenty of time to get up the road to watch Celtic at Paradise. So here we go with a conversation with Celtic captain Callum McGregor.
Hey guys, how are we doing?
Hey Callum.
Okay, if we can start with Andrew, please.
Hi Callum.
Hiya, how you doing?
All good. Callum, how important was it for you personally to get this new contract over the line and concentrate now on captaining our great club?
Yeah, listen, it was a very quick sort of process. Me and the club started speaking in the summer. You know, I was desperate to get it done, get it sorted, and like you said, just focus solely on the football side of things and leading the club. So, you know, I was so happy to get it done very quickly. And like I said, now it's onto the business of making sure everyone's performing, making sure I'm performing, and like you said, leading this great club to success.
Thank you.
Callum, one of the main tactical talking points since Ange came in has been the use of inverted fullbacks. Since you're usually the most central in midfield, how's your role on the pitch been affected by having one or more maybe fullbacks so much closer to you in the build-up play and when teams are trying to counter?
Yeah, it's like you said, obviously it's been a thing that the gaffer's tried to implement here. I think it's worked, you know, reasonably well. We're getting better at it all the time, and you can start to see, you know, one coming in, maybe one staying out, giving us a little bit of width. So, you know, all it does is just slide you across a little bit and sort of gives you the two controlling players to build up and try and outnumber the opposition. So, you know, it's just important that whatever fullback comes in, you then just balance off on the side, and then it's a bit quick combinations trying to break through the press. And then obviously on transition with the team, they turn over the ball, then, you know, it's just important that first and foremost we, you know, control the middle of the pitch, force them wide, and then everyone recovers back central and we defend from there. So that's pretty much in a nutshell as well as I can explain it for you.
Thank you.
Colin?
Hi, Cal. Hi, first of all, congratulations on your new deal. Thanks. Very well deserved. Obviously, you started out your Celtic career kind of in a strange path by going on loan down to Notts County. What did you learn from that experience that you were able to bring back into your Celtic days? And did you ever think at any point during that spell that down the line you'd be the captain of Celtic, you'd have a new 5-year deal, and you'd be the one passing that experience on to the guys that's out on loan at the moment?
Yeah, you know, obviously when you take it right back to going out on loan, I just kind of look at the squad at the time was really strong, especially in sort of central midfield. The club were in Champions League, so, you know, some real good players ahead of you at that point. And, you know, I think for the club, sort of moving forward in terms of using the loan system, I think we can always use it, you know, in a positive way. I think previous to that, it was more about, you know, you couldn't get in the team, so then you went on loan and it was almost, you know, that was just time done. But, you know, for me, I just tried to, you know, make it my ambition to come back and learn, you know, from playing man's football, for understanding that, you know, when you pull that jersey on a Saturday, you're playing for the cause, you're playing for people's livelihoods. And I think that was the biggest thing that, you know, that kind of sat with me when I was down there. You know, there was boys who needed a win bonus to pay their mortgages, and it became a real fight at times as well. So, you know, coming from a sort of glamour setting at Celtic, where it was Champions League, everything was laid on for you, to then go to the other end of the spectrum in football in terms of survival, then, you know, really opened my eyes and gave me that sort of determination to really push through it, learn and come back. And then, like you said, now to be on the other side of that, trying to pass on my experience as much as I can to the younger players, and especially guys that are, you know, maybe going out on loan. You know, it's not the end of the journey for you by any means. It's a test of your character to see if you can come back and handle it.
Thanks, Callum. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
David?
Hi, Callum.
Hiya, how you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for signing the contract. Can I ask you, what is the most memorable goal you've scored and the most memorable match you've played in for Celtic?
You know, I've been quite fortunate that I've scored some good ones. I think my first Rangers goal in the semi-final in the Cup, I think that'll probably be my most special goal and moment for Celtic, to score against your biggest rivals. Then, you know, it doesn't come any better than that. And that was at a time where, you know, I was just emerging into the team, starting to play more regularly, and I think it was a big goal in terms of my career at that point. So that one probably means the most to me. And obviously just memorable ones, I kind of always go back to the Cup final, the double treble one where I scored in the Cup final against Motherwell. You know, just overall for myself, it was a great day, and obviously to score in the Cup final and then to make that history with the double treble was incredible as well. So probably the one that maybe sticks out as well.
Hamish?
Hi, Callum. It feels like something special is building here with a Celtic team, and when it clicks, it's going to be spectacular. Is that the way you feel about it as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've said it even, you know, there is going to be bumps in the road along the way. And even when we've had the little bumps so far, I still see so much potential in this team. I see the boys working every day. I see what the manager's trying to do. And, you know, I can sense a real togetherness. I think the Aberdeen away victory as well, you know, I think that really helped us in terms of our mentality setting of, you know, going away from home. So many young players for different cultures all coming together, you know, on that day. And I think that was a real big step for us. And I think since then, I can sort of sense a mentality change where, you know, the boys are, you know, they're really going to motor now, I think.
Sales are here.
Hi, Cal. First of all, congrats on the new deal. You've been here for such a long time. You know how big a part the fans can play in helping the team get that extra yard. How important was it for the players, and especially the new ones, to have that such a big turnout on the Tuesday afternoon game?
Yeah, listen, that was it was unbelievable effort for the fans. You know, like you said, they're a difficult kickoff time. And to be honest, it's... Now that I've been at the club for so long, I don't expect anything else. You know, this club, is the way it's supported is something special. It's like no other club that around world football. And for the new players to see just how much it means to the fans, I just said that to the players, you know, that the fans have done their job, they've turned up. So, you know, now it's our job to deliver and deliver the 3 points, and, you know, made for a brilliant afternoon.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Cheers, thank you.
Paddy?
Hi, Callum. It's evident, obviously, over the seasons that you've played for us, especially when it was yourself and Mika Lustig, that you've done a lot of talking for the likes of Scott Brown whilst on the park. Good leadership from the three of you. Now that role's your own, how are you finding that? Are you growing into it in the sense that, you know, you've taken a lot from Brown, but Are you enjoying the role as captain?
Yeah, it's a role that I'm enjoying very much. It's always evolving and developing every single day. There's, you know, there's good results, there's bad results. It's learning to stay calm and trust the process that the manager's got in place as well. So, you know, I kind of spoke about this earlier on in the season where, you know, it might take a little bit of time and it's about trying to stay calm through that transition, but, you know, also letting the players understand that, you know, there's a standard here that we can't drop below as well. So, you know, there's, in terms of building things, there is always a little bit of that transitional period, but, you know, having been here for so long, you got to set the right standards. And I think the boys have been superb so far. And in terms of trying to take in as much information, and, you know, I'm always trying to drip feed things about the club and the way it's supported and the way that we should be acting every single day and the behaviours that we should have. So, you know, the boys have been absolutely first class at that so far.
Brilliant, mate.
Kieran?
Hi, Callum. Congrats on the new deal. Just how big a boost do you think it's been to get Anton McElhone in as head of sports science now? I mean, after going without one since June, do you think it's helped boost the squad's fitness levels and also in terms of helping players come back for injury?
Yeah, you know, it was a position that, like you said, we were looking for, you know, throughout the summer in terms of trying to recruit the best type of people that we can get in the building with good knowledge. And, you know, Anton certainly got that in terms of being at Spurs, you know, worked in America as well. And, you know, he's come in, he's a great personality. And, you know, he's just helping the good work that's been done as well. You know, there's a lot of good guys in the building that are, you know, desperate to do well and get the boys fit and hungry onto the pitch. And Anton certainly came in and helped on top of that as well with the ideas that he's brought for Tottenham in America as well.
Right, cheers.
Thank you.
Hi, Callum. Celtic fans have really got behind the new manager. It looks like the players have as well, yourself included. I wanted to ask, like, what's been the biggest change that he's implemented since you've arrived? Since he's arrived, even.
Yeah. I think with new managers, you always get a freshness. You always get a kind of bounce. Everyone's, you know, desperate to do well. They're desperate to impress him. What he has come in and done is given us a sort of clear identity in terms of the way we want to play. He's got the thing about the fullbacks coming in, the wingers staying high, stretching the game. So there's a real sort of structure there within the game. And, you know, he's trying to teach the boys to stick to the system and trust the principles within that to get us the result, rather than, you know, at the weekend there, it can get a little bit edgy in terms of you haven't scored yet. People start getting frustrated and moving all over the pitch, but then it actually becomes a bit counterproductive because the structure will get you the chances and that'll get you the success that you need. So what he's done in that sense is he's made it really clear what he wants for each position, each individual. And then he's just brought us together, you know, with so many different cultures and personalities and nationalities. He's managed to gel the group together really quickly.
And finally, 20 minute
times. Hi, Callum. How are you getting on?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Just over 12 months ago, you described this team as disjointed. You said, we've got half the team trying to score, but we've got 2 for 2 at the back and you can't do it at this level. You get picked off. It's embarrassing. How far has the team come since those comments 12 months ago?
Yeah, I think there's been a big change. Big change in sort of mentality as well. I just spoke about it there with the manager. He's come in, he's made it really clear in terms of the structure that he wants to implement. You know, like you touched on there, everything that you do at this level has to be joined up. You can't have half the team pressing, half not pressing or whatever. Everything you do, it has to be clear. Either the team's pressing or you're not, you're recovering into your shape and then you press on the next one. So, like I said, it's one that's new players. You know, we've had a big turnover of players as well, which, you know, ultimately makes the team feel different anyway. But I think the manager's been really clear in what he's looking for, what he's asking for of each player in every position. So, you know, when you get everybody buying into that, and understanding the structure and how it operates, then I think, you know, that's where you're probably seeing now the team's functioning properly.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, thank you.
I've got a couple of minutes if anybody wants to ask another question before.
Yes, please.
Andrew, do you want to start then?
Yeah, thank you. Callum, just on the team that started on Saturday, it was mainly made up of new players that have come in. And we were discussing after the game how surprised we were at how quick the new players have gelled in. We would have thought we would have needed to get maybe to January to the next transfer window, but the team now seems to be playing as a unit. Are you surprised at how quick some of the boys have settled in?
having seen them every day, then no. But I know what you're saying in terms of, you know, guys coming into a different country, trying to settle in, trying to find a form, which I have been, you know, hugely impressed at in terms of the guys coming in, settling into a new country. But like I say, when I see them train every day, I see the quality, I see the intensity of the work, and I see the togetherness in the group already. There's such a good bond, you know. When you work with good people, good personalities, then it seems to make that transition a little bit easier as well. So, you know, I get what you're saying in that sense, but having worked with them every day, then, you know, I'm not too surprised at just how well some of them are doing.
Great to hear, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you. Perfect.
Anybody else?
Sean, I've still to ask a question. It's Martin. No, it's all right. No, not at all. It's easy to miss one. Callum, just want to say congratulations on your deal, and you are a role model to all youngsters coming through the ranks. The fact that you've committed your career to Celtic, so thank you for that. My question was around versatility. So you best described as that player that is, you know, at least an 8 out of 10 every single week, not necessarily man of the match, but never lets us down. And we've seen you last year almost playing in goals. You were having to go that far back to help out and dig deep when we were in the trenches. Just really curious as to what is your favourite position? You know, if you were the manager, where would you play yourself?
You know, it's a difficult question. Like you said, I've played in so many positions that I just think anywhere in the midfield. You know, I like being an eight as well, in terms of, you know, connecting the game and then going and joining in, and, you know, and helping out with goals and assists as well. And then the position that I'm sort of playing just now allows me to dictate the game and, you know, build the attacks and get it through the thirds. So, you know, to be honest, I'd play anywhere for this club, and you just touched on there, I'd even play in goals. But, you know, I just love my football here, and, you know, I'm happy to play wherever the manager wants me to play.
Brilliant. Like, you see it at the end of the game, a big smile on your face. So, you know, your leadership's infectious. So thank you.
Thanks. Cheers. Thank you.
Have you time for one more? Okay.
Can I come in with one more quick one?
Yep, go for it.
Just another one about how you're playing. The first few matches under Andrew, we saw kind of fast, direct attacking play.
Yeah, there's probably a little bit of two things in terms of one. You know, we probably wanted more control in the games. You know, previous to that, it was a little bit, you know, we attack, you attack, and it became a little bit stretch the game. So that's something that we have been looking at in terms of trying to control the game more, control the ball, build up the pitch, and then we sort of get set for our attack, and if it breaks down, then everyone's together to go and press the ball and win the ball back. And what that does is it brings teams, you know, further back the pitch, which then kills a counter attack. So, and I think, you know, just in terms of how well we've been playing, I think now teams are probably sitting a little bit deeper as well. So there's probably a connection with the two things there, I would say.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Cheers, thank you.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Cheers, guys. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.